Welcome to this message from the Abundant Life Church, England. We pray the teaching encourages and inspires you.
It's just a joy to be here tonight just to talk about devotion. I want to talk about devotion tonight because I think our devotional walk with God is the most important thing that we can seek after or go after. You know, not your gift, not your wife, not your child, you know. Although all that stuff is really important, going after that and being a servant to that is all very important and looking after that. But number one, your relationship with God. And every time I get up, for the last 6 or 7 years, every time I get up and I speak to the worship team, this is the driving force of what I could give to you. You know, if I walked out of here tonight, jumped in my car, got hit by a car and died tonight, and as morbid as that might seem and sound, if you could remember one thing, from my heart, that I could lay out and give to you, if you could remember one last thing that I could say to you, it would be all about your relationship with Jesus. It's the most important thing, guys and girls. So, you know, and the devil knows that. So I know that he's going to send you distractions. But I also know that we can distract ourselves and we can fill our lives with so many things that seem worthwhile and that seem important, but really, some of them need to take a back seat. And some of you guys and some of you girls need to readjust those things tonight. Your relationship precedes your responsibility. And I said that to you last time. Your relationship with Jesus precedes your responsibility to your family, yourself, your church, your job, whatever you do. It precedes your responsibility. You know, the Apostle Paul said, I have no confidence in the flesh. But some of us, we place all of our confidence in the flesh. And, you know, he was one of the most astute Pharisees that there were. You know, he was flawless in his ability to be able to be a man of the law, or in his persecution towards the church, or to have the badges, you know, all the badges and all the, you know, T's crossed and all the I's dotted. You know, he was the man. But he said, I count them all as loss and I count them as dung, as rubbish, but that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. You know, if by any means I should attain to the resurrection of the dead, he said that I may know him and the power of the resurrection. And not just that, he went deeper. He went the fellowship of his sufferings. There are some things about Jesus that you can only know through suffering. And I believe that we've gone through a time of suffering in the church and a time of scourging and a time of brokenness. And it's been difficult, guys. It has been difficult. For me, it's been very difficult. But there's something beautiful in that that we've got to find. We've got to find him in the midst of that and know that there's fellowship in the sufferings because everybody left Jesus and Peter even denied him and he went to the cross by himself. And sometimes you got to do some stuff by yourself to find out who God is in the midst of all of that. Amen. Anyway, I wasn't going to say anything like that, but devotion, it's key. The most important thing is your relationship with God. Full stop. Good night. That's it. You know, question, why do marriages fail? Because of relationship. Because of neglect of relationship. Because of flawed relationship. Lack of communication equals, you know, the neglecting or the carelessness of a relationship. It falls apart. Why do people fail? People fail because of their relationship with themselves. They don't know themselves. We fail because we put false expectations on ourselves We do, and we think we can do something that we can't do. And it's cool to try stuff. Hey, let's get out there and try some stuff. We're bound to fail. But some people fail and they never get up again because they don't know themselves and they don't ask themselves relational questions that they should be asking themselves in the depths of their soul. And that's where soul searching comes in. And too many people live on the surface of life and don't want to question anything. But hey, we're not called to be those kind of people. We need to get into the deep places in God, in ourself, and get right to the core and right to the heart of what really matters. Amen? Why do Christians fail? Why do Christians fail? It's simple. It's all down to devotion and relationship with God. It equals backslidden. What is backslidden? It's neglect of your relationship with God. So the majority, maybe 98, 99% of people who are failing in their Christian walk, the root cause of that, I believe, is their relationship with God. They don't read their Bible. They don't pray. They don't go after Him in their own personal time. No, they're more interested in choosing the wrong relationships or filling their lives and filling their hearts with the wrong things, casting their eyes on the wrong things, filling their ears with the wrong things, mixing with the wrong people, thinking the wrong thoughts, getting along the wrong track, and before they know it, they're miles away from God. But the reason for that is that they've left their first love. They've forgotten their first love. And I believe that God tonight is calling us back to our first love and getting the line straight. And some of you, it's just a tweak. But others of you, you need to do an overhaul tonight, I believe. And we need to get the line straight again. Because, again, flesh can't change anything, guys and girls, but Jesus can. And our total reliance and leaning hard into Jesus can. When we play, when we sing, when we do whatever we do, when we're out in the marketplace, when we're out doing whatever you do for a job, it's what's behind the pen. It's what's behind the person. It's what's in the person. It's what's behind the music that is the driving force. No, it's not the notes you're playing. It's what's in the person playing the notes that can change things. And that has to be the root thing. Amen? You know, devotion breeds contentment. Devotion breeds contentment. You become a content person when you're a devoted person because you realize that you don't need anything else to satisfy that hunger and that craving that people try to fill with things rather than Jesus. And that's what the world are doing. And we're not called to be like the world. We're disciples. We're disciplined people. We're devoted people. And our contentment rests in our relationship with Christ. Our contentment rests in our peace with God. And therefore we have peace with ourselves, and therefore we have peace with our fellow man. But it's all rooted in your devotion. Devotion eradicates guilt and shame. We take it to the cross. We take it to Jesus when we do something wrong. We are humble enough to bring it to God immediately. No second thought, no hiding anything. Father, I am so sorry. I messed up there. Father, I came short there, but I apologize. Father, I didn't treat that person very well. Forgive me, Jesus. It's an on-the-spot thing. But a person who doesn't have a relationship is not an on-the-spot person, is not a straight-up person. It's they put it on the back burner. Oh, we'll deal with that when I get into a good place with God. No, devotion eradicates guilt and shame. There's no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus, and we need to live in a state of being in all the time, in the moment with Jesus, and then all of that guilt and shame is eradicated immediately and put behind us. You know, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Because God is constantly on the hoof doing a new thing. He's always doing a new thing. And we get stuck in things. So we need to get it out of the way, bring it to the cross, and move on in Jesus' name. Devotion causes you to know and hear God. It's a straightforward thing. You know, we need to be good listeners, not just good talkers. We need to be just as good at listening as we are at speaking and praying towards God. You know, it'd be like having a relationship with your wife and it's all one way. Just you babbling on and talking when she wants to say something or he wants to say something. No, there's got to be a stopping and a listening to him. And yes, he is speaking all the time. But he speaks on a different frequency to us. And his voice is not in the fire. And his voice is not in the storm. It's a still small voice. And we've got to be so sensitive at listening to that. So some of your lives are too noisy. They're way too noisy. You've got to turn down the volume on some things in your life. And be strong and be disciplined in that. And learn to get in a place with Jesus where you can hear his voice. Some of you can only hear your girlfriend's voice or your boyfriend's voice or your mum's voice or your dad's voice or your wife's voice or your baby's voice or your work's voice. There are too many voices in the world. You're going to push them all aside and hear Jesus' voice. Because his voice is the sustaining voice. His words are spirit and his words are life. And when they come to you, all it takes is one word from Jesus, and that can sustain you for a whole month, sometimes a whole season. One word is all you need from Jesus, and you're fine. But it comes through devotion. Devotion brings a sense of security into your life as well. Insecurity, again, is bred through a lack of devotion and relationship with Jesus. Your security is found in him. Knowing that he is for you, knowing that he is with you, knowing that he loves you, and knowing that he's got an incredible plan for your life, knowing that his smile and kisses on your life, knowing that his arms of grace are extended towards you, that he's merciful towards you, that he's long-suffering and patient and kind towards you. Your security is rooted in that. Your security is rooted in the fact that Jesus paid the price for everything that could ever seek to get in your way of loving him, of knowing him, of being intimately acquainted with him. It's a done deal. And your security is in the fact that no devil in hell could ever get in the way of that. Your security is found in him. So insecurity is eradicated as well by a life of devotion. I've got so many notes here. Have you got your Bibles tonight? If you have, just really quickly, probably got about another 10 minutes left max. I just want you to turn to Psalm 119. And I'm just going to take a quick look at a few verses of Scripture which I was looking at today. Have some water.
For more information about our teaching resources or to download our weekly podcast, visit alm.org.uk.